What is the definition of an higher self, and how do I know that a self is higher or lower? Welcome to day 15 of my 17 days in July journey. So I'm listening to Lucky Dubey's Masks again, and Lucky Dubey is talking about how we all wear masks and how the human being is always known to hide behind some facade, you know, and showing only one part of themselves to the world. And I'm thinking of how long I spent wearing a mask over myself, presenting just one side to the world, not really letting things in and all of that. And I know how much time I spent really not being me, really not coming to self-actualization and saying, Lami, this is you. Yeah, masks are good. For instance, I have a cut on my cheek and I don't want the world to see. Of course, I can wear a mask and cover it up, you know, trying to cover the bad things in quotes and all of that. But the thing about masks is when you wear it for too long, you don't really get to see who you really are. You may forget who you are behind that mask. And I've come to a point that I've decided to take this mask off. I've decided to see who I am, to look into the clear waters and say, okay, Lami, this is who you are. You are an amazing person. You are a wonderful person. You can be a date if you want to. You can be a bitch if you want to. You can be anything that you want to. But you are authentic and wonderful. That is me. Beyond the mask. Beyond the face that I try to show to the world. Beyond the strength that I portray. That I channel. Beyond all of that. I am me. Unique in every word of it, and it's an amazing thing coming to this realization. Writing my book, The Girl in the Mirror, was hell. I had a different title when I started it. I wanted to go with Breaking the Shell, you know, but it kind of came across like I was writing for was like a church dinghy, you know. And I had like back and forth with my editor and all that before we eventually settled on it. Girl in the Mirror, it was almost like a reflection of my first published work, Reflection, you know. Mirrors are really good doorways to see, you know. You see something reflecting at you, everything that you do, the mirror does it right back and all of that, you know. And it's amazing how we look into the mirror and only see our physical features, not who we are at our core, because it's just physical. Is it okay? We look at ourselves and say, okay, this is it. Oh, I'm a fine girl. Oh, I'm a beautiful boy. And we go out back into the day not caring about what is in our heart, which is how is how the random human being really sees things. But we really are beyond, we are more than our physical attributes. We are our minds. We are the sum total of our core existence. Beyond what we choose to show to the world. So here I am, taking off my mask, telling you my story, The Girl in the Mirror. Thank you for listening to day 15 of my 17 days in July journey. Good night.